Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this midweek Advent service comes from Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Thus far the text. A prayer for this Advent season. O Lord, my soul is lifted up to you. For where else could it be lifted? In whom else could my hope be placed? I confess that I trust in far more than you alone. I know that my heart flutters for others more than it calls out to the heavens. I admit that my soul, silly and stained and sinful as it is, desires more than what you offer. And so, as my enemies exult over me, as I sin daily and much, as death and disease creep invisibly through my window, as the demons encircle me and threaten every type of evil, do not let them put me to shame. There is none other than you who stands beside me. Through the salvation won for me on the shameful cross, bring shame upon my enemies and vindicate me, O Lord. And in so doing, make me to know your ways and teach me your paths, for my sinful flesh knows nothing of them. I look all around me, expecting help to form itself in ways that I desire, and in directions that I would choose. But my ways are not your ways, that much is certain. And my wisdom is but utter folly compared to the foolishness of your cross. Lead me in your truth. Your word is truth. As I wait for your salvation, bring it to me. Today, this very hour, bring me the gifts of your cross, the foolish truth that my sins have been made yours, that your righteousness has become mine. Water me and word me, body and blood me, especially during this Advent season. For you are the God of my salvation, and I need my salvation each and every day. My enemies are too great for me to bear alone. They desire to bring me down to Sheol and bury me forever. The anxieties of my heart overwhelm me. The bitter depression and angst that burden my soul threaten to undo me. The celebration of your incarnation is but weeks away, yet all that consumes me are the trivial things of this fallen world. Teach me to look to your promises, where you have promised them, so that my heart can rest secure and rejoice in your salvation for me. For the sake of your goodness, remember your steadfast love for me. Do not grant me any of your gracious gifts for any other reason than that you care for me. For my sins are ever before me, and so I have earned nothing. I do not deserve your grace. I do not deserve your mercy. I do not deserve your salvation. And if you were to remember the sins of my youth, the sins of my present, then I would be lost forever. If my salvation were contingent upon me, then I would have no salvation at all. If you insisted to number all of my transgressions, then you would be left counting for all eternity. And so, for the sake of your love that you poured out on the cross, have mercy on me. For the sake of Christ and Christ alone, look upon me as one who has worth, as one who is worth loving, as one who is worth saving. Instruct this sinner in your way, for you alone are good and upright, and all your precepts are the same. Renew my heart so that I may love your commands. Strengthen my faith that I may trust in you alone. Grant that I may keep your testimonies, not only with my hands, but with my head and my heart. Chief among your precepts is that by grace I have been saved through faith. And this is not of myself, but it is a gift given to me by you, not a result of any of my works, so that I may not boast in anything but the cross of Christ. Humble me with the knowledge of my sin, so that I may despise my rags of filthy deeds, trusting only in your righteousness that you have bestowed upon me. For the sake of your name alone, pardon all of my guilt, for it is great. The name that you have washed me in, the name that you have placed upon me, the name that you have buried me with and raised me to new life in, triune name of my holy and most merciful Lord, grant it to me that I may no longer be a slave to sin and death, but a child of God. Grant that I may fear you more than I fear all else. For you alone have I sinned against, and by right I should be cast off. May I not take your love for granted? May I not excuse my sin or look to justify my own deeds? But by your law, make me to fear your wrath, so that I may rest secure in the goodness of your gospel of Christ crucified. And the secret counsel of your word, lead me and guide me all the days of my life. Remind me of the covenant that you have cut for me through the shedding of the blood of the Lamb. Repent me, each and every day, repent me 1,000 times over. Turn me from my sin, from my selfishness, from my evil desires, from my insistence to carry my own load and bear my own burden. Turn my face towards you, that my eyes might forever gaze upon the cross, forever gaze upon the eternal scars of my Savior, who still bears the marks of my salvation today and tomorrow and for always. For my feet are caught in the net of this fallen world. I have wallowed far too long in the evil muck and mire of my sin. I constantly tie myself to my enemies, to the ones that would see me eternally lost. Pluck me out of my sinful bog that threatens to drown me in my sorrows. Pluck me away from the claws of the demons who desire to drag me to hell. Pluck me out of my grave that promises to house me forever. Continue to turn your face to me, dear Lord. Grant me the comfort of Advent, for even now there are times when my enemies afflict me and make me feel so terribly alone. May I find joy in the coming of my Savior, foretold so long ago by your prophets. They proclaimed your salvation that was to come, so that your people could look upon your ways and know them to be good. Your faithfulness was ever before them, so that they could find comfort in your promises kept in the incarnation. May I find joy and comfort in God as man, knowing that you did not despise our flesh, even though it is fallen, but instead joyfully became man, despising the shame of the cross, that we might have a great high priest who knows all our suffering and ills because he has gone through them and made them to be his own. May I find joy in your coming to me this day in the ways that you have promised. Comfort me with your word spoken into my fleshy ears, your word doused upon my fleshy forehead, your word placed upon my tongue, so that I may not only know for certain, but also receive my salvation here in time, and in the time of my sinful flesh, and at the time of my certain death. May I find joy and comfort in your coming again, when all tears are wiped away, when all enemies are forever vanquished, when all fear and loneliness and deep, dark death is forever cast away from me. For this all is your promise to me this Advent season, so that I might be revived again each new day with the promise of your steadfast love for me in Christ. As I wait for you, for your coming, your adventing to me in time and space and on the last day, guard my soul and deliver me. With each new sin, forgive me. With each new devilish attack, sustain me. With each last breath and coffin buried, breathe your breath of life into us once again. O God, redeem your people Israel out of all of our troubles, this day and always, so that we might rejoice in your salvation, receive your salvation, and live a new life in your salvation, one for us with crucified hands, resurrected feet, and ascendedly crowned brow. This we pray In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Advent Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.